Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and it's my favorite one. It's the Culinary Atlanta series. Stone, you hungry?
I am. I absolutely love this series. No points off today, even though this gentleman did not show up with lunch, but that's
maybe
okay.
Maybe next time.
That's all right. We're going to go to his place, right? I'm sure. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast from the Palm, Atlanta, Mr. Andre Cachula. How are you, man?
It's good to be here.
So, Andre, can you tell us a little bit about the Palm, Atlanta? I know there's palms all over the world. What makes the Palm, Atlanta special?
Well, located in Atlanta.
And you. You're the secret sauce, right, that makes that whole operation go?
I try to believe that, but it's...
Maybe if we had some staff members, they'd have different opinions?
Of course.
So, the Palm Atlanta, what types of food do you sell there? What are your specialties?
We're a classic American steakhouse. We do have a strong Italian division in our menu, and we also are big on seafood. We're known for lobsters and steaks.
Steak and lobsters. You can't go wrong there. Now, where you're located, you're in Buckhead, right?
3391 Peachtree Road, or right in the lobby of the Westin Hotel, Westin Buckhead.
Right. So Buckhead is a lot of business people there. Do you guys specialize in the business customer?
We do, especially lunchtime. Mm-hmm. We have that the big business lunch. We actually customize our menu to satisfy and help the business people, and the business lunch, which is a $26 three-course meal, and we'll have chicken parmigiana at lunchtime is one of the best.
Is that a regular specialty item there?
Yes, it's something that we have in our menu, and of course we do customize towards the more healthy menu. Mm-hmm. We'll do a, if I can call that healthy, Nova Scotia lobster BLT and or Nova Scotia lobster salad. However, you'll find in our menu the steaks, the filet mignon, and the New York strip during the lunchtime, burgers, and of course, our famous Gigi salad.
So now on the steaks, they're primarily the beef. You have beef as your primary animal that you're cooking in there?
Prime cut steaks.
Uh-huh, that's your specialty?
That's our specialty.
Now, are they aged or what kind of steaks?
Wet age, minimum of 35 days.
And what's the difference between wet and dry?
It's the way you age them. Mm-hmm. The wet age will be aged in a Carvajal and will have their own juice for the flavors. And dry mm-hmm. age will, and we'll have dry age steaks as a special. Mm-hmm. Chef likes to bring them over once in a while. And they're, the dry age will have more flavors coming over from the salt and outdoor that you age them, usually 35 plus days.
So now for you, when you're working with the business professional, are you trying to get them in and out fast? You're trying to give them a good kind of personal kind of white glove service? What are you doing to be special
it's
and different?
It's all about reading the guest. It's mm-hmm. all about what exactly they're looking for. Either it's a fast, something quickly to have a bite and run back to that conference call, or it's something to entertain your guests, entertain their clients, or it could be a festivity, open champagne and drink, have the martini lunch.
They have, so people are still doing that?
Of course.
Now, when you're dealing with the business person, are they primarily walking there, or are you getting people that are staying in the hotel? What's a mixture of your clientele?
It is a mixture of the clientele. Majority of our lunch is done with a business guests from business buildings around the
right, because there's a lot of it. You're right in the heart of it. There, yes, you're never going to run out of business people in that street, right? Now, when you're developing the menu, are you listening to your customer? Are they saying, we want more of this, or I travel a lot and I like this? How do you develop kind of the menu items?
You know, it's a tradition with the Palm. We always, we started with Italian dishes in 1926, first time when the Palm was open on the 2nd Avenue. And when the guest was asking for a steak, the owner will run to the butcher shop and grab the steak and bring it back in. And well, and then that's just how we invented, you know, we introduced the steaks on the menu. Then lobsters, in 1950s, lobsters became very popular. So they started bringing over the lobsters. And over the years, we changed and brought in new items to the menu and unfortunately lost some of the old ones. However, it's a consistent changing. We revise our menus pretty much monthly, and we have the specials that we're looking for. And at least once in 6 months, the menu will be changing totally with a few items that we'll add or we'll take off.
And then so, you're pulling like seasonal vegetables and things like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's done more towards with our culinary team, with Tony Tamara, Brian McArdle, and of course, my chef, Chris Canizar.
Now, are you finding that Atlanta has enough meats and fresh vegetables to satisfy your customers, or you have to go outside?
We find the best quality of meats and the best quality of vegetables. Either we have to go outside or have to be shop in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Everything just to have the best product at the pump.
Right, because you have very high standards.
Yes, indeed.
Now, what's your backstory? How did you get involved with the Palm?
I started working with the Palm in 2004, and then it was a little bit more at what should I call at the bottom of where you start cleaning tables and you know.
Oh, so you were just wow.
I started as a service assistant in a bar back, and
at this one here in Atlanta or.
This one here, and I moved to a management position less than 2 years. The famous Willie Cellucci asked me to come to the dark side.
Was that a big decision for you?
Indeed. He actually, he told me that I'm going to teach you how the business is done, and I'm going to pay you for it. So I kind of like that expression so much. I said, you know, I think this is going to be a great career for me. I went to New York. I got one of my promotions was assistant general manager of the Palm in West Side, New York, and I worked there for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed my time with Jeremy Maisel that time and Alex Hasbany, my general managers, and we ran the Palm on the 50th Street, a Broadway Palm.
Right.
Which was amazing because every day you can see all the celebrities coming over from the shows.
The shows are coming. That's where they're eating, right?
Gresham, the Gresham Theater is right across the street. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing too.
What was that like in that kind of environment, the fast, you know?
The pace is different. In New York, it's the
it's
lifestyle.
24/7, right?
Completely. You will walk in the streets during the daytime or you will... leave the restaurant at 1 o'clock in the morning, and everything will look the same.
Right,
and
right. There's always there's tons of people on the sidewalk going somewhere in a hurry.
Exactly.
So now, was that a big shift for you to leave like Atlanta, where it's kind of more slower paced, but still there's a business community, but it doesn't compare in terms of the quantity and density that they do in New York.
It's not about quantity all the time. It's about quality and how mm-hmm. you can learn and what. You know, I think it was a great. Successful transition for me to go and actually learn something from a different environment.
Right. So going through that, it wasn't overwhelming, or did it take you a while to adjust to that?
Of course, it took some time to adjust. I'm not going to lie. It was tough, and New York is not a city who's going to welcome you just like this.
Well, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere,
exactly.
Right? There's the songs for a reason.
Exactly. But it was fun. And at the end of the day, you're coming home or you're waking up in the morning, you grab that coffee and you're thinking, wow, what a great day yesterday. You know, mm-hmm. you know that Michael Douglas is such a great guy. You know, yesterday I was high-fiving with Liam Neeson. You know, like on the Rangers, was one of the series of Rangers and Devils. And we're just watching the game together. And it was one of the greatest moments.
Right. So you had a lot of memories like that with mm-hmm. celebrities. Because I'm sure they were there on a regular basis.
Celebrities and regulars and business people. And not only in New York, but also many, many members here in Atlanta. We have this philosophy of treating all our guests the same. We treat our regular guests as celebrities and our celebrities as regular guests so they can feel comfortable. And it's always a success.
And that's why you guys do so well for the business community. I mean, because of that attitude and culture.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you.
Is it hard for you as a general manager to, you know, keep that culture, like when you're hiring and finding talent?
Yeah, how do you recruit for that? Because that's got to be an art.
It's harder in, it's always hard to find great talent. Mm-hmm. However, when the Palm is always a family, our owners always treat us as a family. And us as a general manager and management staff, and also our regular paid employees. And they did a lot of great benefits for us, and they making sure that we treat our staff as a family. And in the end, it's this great community of the Palmiers and a great community of guests who come over to the Palm, and they feel as a family.
And what are some of the ways that that kind of illustrates itself inside the restaurant? Like, can you share some examples of how you keep your employees happy and part of the family?
Happy employee is always is the person who comes over and enjoys what she does, enjoys having great customers in the Palm, and enjoys his day with, of course, making money too. It is about not only working that Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but knowing that a good majority of your regulars will come over to that particular day, ask for you, and treat you as a family when they have that family meeting or a family dinner. This happens to majority of my employees, and it happens to the guys in the back of the house. And that kind of boundary between the guests and the management and the staff really brings over a lot of great fruits.
Now, do you see that happening because it's the Palm and everybody's heard of the Palm and it's known for that? Or is it something that you, I mean, you have to work at it every day because it's, you know, the Palm brand is worldwide, but the Palm restaurant's in Atlanta.
We're not taking anything for granted.
Right.
We're working every single day by welcoming the guests right up front. My philosophy is I don't have a host at the front who's welcoming the guests. It's every person who answers the phone is either a manager, majority of time, or one of the servers or bartenders who will actually help them right away. The same way with guests walking into the restaurant, they will be helped right away from the management part. And they will feel that welcoming from the get-go.
Yeah. And you're trying to create an experience for the guest to be whatever they need it to be, right? Like some guests say, you know what? I don't want anybody else to know I'm here. I want some privacy. And you're able to accommodate that person. And then there could be other guests that say, you know what? We have a company party here that we need a room, and you might be able to help them in that area as well.
You'll be amazed. It's not only dinner time, but also lunchtime. We'll have a lot of guests walking in or call in ahead and be like, Andre, it is a business meeting. I have something very important right there to say. Can I have one of the tables on the side? Absolutely. Or, you know what? I'm bringing over my employees. I want to show them what is the Palm is about. So let's start with champagne. Well, let's have this great celebration there. Make them feel very welcome, and they will do that. And then we'll have guests. We're like, okay, today is a rough day. I need the room in the back and make sure the door's closed.
Leave me alone a little bit. Now, but if somebody wants to do a meeting, do you have, you know, kind of some of the meeting stuff? Like if I need television or monitors or things like that, is there a place for me to do meetings?
One of the great things about the renovation that we did two years ago was upgraded our private rooms. Mm-hmm. We do have three of them, and each room is equipped with radio, microphone, TV. We have a big room that accommodates up to 82 guests, and that has a 7-inch TV right in front with two mirror TVs in the corners. So you really feel with own surround system. You really feel if you have a business meeting or presentation to do, absolutely. This is something that we can definitely accommodate.
Now, what about the holidays coming up? Do you do holiday parties and things like that? Or is that just going on constantly over the holidays?
It is going on constantly over the holidays. In fact, we have private rooms all day today. So it's which I want to thank our sales manager, Mary Bennett. she's in charge of sales and marketing, and she's doing a tremendous job booking and keeping that relationship with our guest who is doing all the private rooms. And it is about business meetings where we have financial groups will come over and do presentations.
Right.
And it's about holiday parties where we will be 10, 20, or up to 50 guests. We'll have a great party with presentations with hors d'oeuvres and cocktails in front, and then a full dinner at the end.
And you can do whatever they need.
Absolutely.
Right? Whatever the scope is.
Whatever the scope is, we're trying to accommodate as much as possible. And we have a great success because the guests are coming back.
That's right. That's a good sign. Now, are you running any holiday specials?
We do. We tend to sell our gift cards this time of the year. So starting from November 1st till January 15th, we'll be selling our, for every $250 of gift card purchased, you receive a $25 holiday card that can be used starting from January 2nd.
So now the gift card, does it have to be $250 or I can buy five $50 gift cards?
You can, domination doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. No. So
in today's age with new technology, doesn't matter. And you receive your points for the E37 Club. It's okay. Our frequent dining program.
And so how does that work?
For every dollar you spend, you receive a point, and then you can redeem your points for award certificates, for trips, which you have a character on the wall and a party on us.
Character on the wall, that's anybody can get that? You got to earn it.
You have to earn it.
How many points gets me on the wall?
15,000.
15,000. And how many people are on the Atlanta wall about?
At this, after renovation, we start to draw new way caricatures on the wall. We have roughly 75 at this moment, and every month we're trying to put more and more. It's taking a longer time that we think or previous because it's a hand drawn on a wall with a lot of details. So to have your character on a wall, we just need a couple of pictures of you, and we'll have
15,000 points.
We'll make a deal on that.
So now, for you, you've been in this business for a while. I guess you kind of accidentally got into it, right? You were started out at the bottom of the ladder, and now you've worked your way up. What's the most rewarding part for you?
I enjoy going to work every single day. It's something that I never thought that when I was in college that I'll be a restaurateur. However, seeing the smile of our guests, seeing how, you know, the rewards of thanking me for a great deal and a great meal or great time they spend at my restaurant, and also my seeing a smile of my employees right at the end of the night, it's always amazing. That's my reward.
And then right now, is it too late to book for a holiday, or is it still time?
No, it's not too late. Please call the restaurant or call directly Mary Bennett at 404-814-1300, and she'll be able to accommodate you, give you the options.
Absolutely. And she's the one to go to if I want catering or things like that?
Yes, indeed.
Do you do delivery? Are you part of, has that changed your business, all these delivery places, or you don't do that?
DoorDash is trying to deliver with us, and they have a small success in there. However, not all our food travels well.
Right.
So we
some
do.
Some of it you got to get hot right out of the kitchen, right? You
yes,
can.
However, it's all about having the, you know, the perfect temperature and the perfect
right
site, and it is the timing very important for us.
Now, you mentioned that you're in the Westin. That's for the Palm. Some Palms are in hotels, some aren't. Is there anything special about your Palm in the Westin? Do you do anything differently than the other Palms?
It is about breakfast. We're serving
breakfast.
The Palm in Atlanta. We're serving breakfast.
I did not know that.
That is a little unusual for the Palm to have breakfast, right?
Well, we tend to find that our guests enjoys that lobster omelet in the morning. And we said, why not? Let's do
it. Why not? So now, your crew is running all day, right? That hotel hours are...
I call it, by the time my last manager leaves, my morning manager will arrive. So they wave to each other and say,
okay, I just woke up back here. So breakfast, what time does can I go eat?
So 6:30 till 10:30 during the weekdays.
6:30 in the morning, I can pop in, get a lobster omelet, some pork products as well. What else?
And of course, your Bloody Mary.
And Bloody Mary. Color me there. Can I get the old bay rib on the blood? Okay.
So now, since you do breakfast, that's unusual. Are you the only one that does breakfast in the Palm family?
The Palm Atlanta is the only one at this moment. I believe we're working to have also the Palm in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. So do you have to train them because you guys haven't figured out?
There will be an interesting transition there, yes. And we trained. This is the great thing about being a part of the Palm family. We send out managers and we have managers who come over to Atlanta to train. That's why we want to make sure that everything is in consistent side.
Right.
I'm also a part of the beverage team, and we train our beverage directors with in Atlanta or using the training parts that we have through Atlanta. My chef, Chris Canizero, our executive chef, he is part of the culinary team, and he trains a good majority of our sous chefs or executive chefs all around the country.
So they travel, or the chefs come to you?
It's both. Both.
Now, you mentioned cocktails. You guys have signature cocktails, or does every Palm have signature cocktail?
We have our own cocktail program for all the Palm restaurants. However, in Atlanta, if you're coming over to the Palm, you have to have a pinky.
Pinky?
It is a pinky shot. It is one of the signature cocktail that was made by Willa Salucci. And something very simple, at the same time, very delicious.
And that, so what, can you talk about that? Or that's a secret, Palm secret?
He always enjoyed it, a little Stoli orange with a splash of cranberry.
Uh-huh. Wednesday, November the 8th. We don't go on the air till 1 p.m. We have an operations meeting and a thought leadership development session.
I love to have
is
you
Is there any reason we can't go to breakfast?
There is no reason that I can think of.
Me either. Me, you, and Katie.
That's right.
I'd love to have you. Please.
And then I know the Palm brand is, again, worldwide. How do you kind of work with all the restaurants? There's restaurants everywhere. Atlanta's such a food town. How do you guys collaborate? Do you work together, or is it kind of cutthroat? What's the vibe over there?
We have friends. I think it's a healthy competition in Atlanta, in Buckhead especially, with mm-hmm. all the steakhouses. They visit us, the general managers and owners. It's interesting because we are looking to see what can we complement, or what can we steal some great ideas from.
That's right.
Not to mention that a good majority of our clientele is just going, you know, making the circles.
Right.
And we enjoy that.
Now, how do you kind of market yourself, or is that something that's done kind of from a corporate standpoint that the Palm is marketing?
He's got a ringer. He's talked about her already. What's her name again?
Mary Bennett.
Mary Bennett. She's out there kind of working, going out and meeting the business folks.
It is about Mary Bennett making her turns the Palm. We participate locally in community.
Mm-hmm.
I was a wine host at TJ Martell Foundation dinner, and
a lot of the galas and stuff. You're involved in some of the nonprofit organizations.
Yes, we want to participate as much as we can, as much as our possibilities will allow us. And it's rewarding because the guests, the customers see us being in a community,
right?
Working with different events. And it's rewarding. They'll come back and visit us and thank us for it.
Right. They appreciate that you're immersing yourself in the community.
Absolutely. One of the greatest thing is the feeding the beast at Atlanta Zoo.
Right.
It's amazing how a great event like that can bring so many powerful people
together. Right.
Absolutely.
And that must be rewarding, too, to be part of that and to know that your brand is associated with such an important event.
It is an honor when somebody at such caliber is asking us to participate. And not only this, but we participate in different kind of foundations with the Palm gift cards.
Oh, you do that as well?
And we do that as well. Not so many as we want to.
Right.
But it's rewarding. Guests will come back and they'll enjoy that.
Now, is that something Mary Bennett is in charge of as well? Or is that something that you just as a whole organization, there might be an employee that says, you know what, we work with, I personally work with this charity. Is there a way to get the Palm involved? The
majority of the charities is myself. I'm kind of taking charge of that. However, it is about guests coming over to us and asking to be part of that.
Oh. Because you're very responsive, because it sounds like you have a very customer-first attitude.
Absolutely. For example, Phil Yagoda, he has his own charity event, Inns Friends Foundation, and we gladly participate on that one. So Phil, of course, is one of our regulars, and him and his whole family. So
he's on the wall, I bet.
Of course. His whole family's on the wall.
The whole family.
The whole family's on the wall.
Andre cut him some slack, and he got in for $12,500.
He's had a steak or two.
Sounds like it's not about the number. Sometimes it's about being part of the family.
That's sure. Right. So now you guys have your power lunches. You guys got your catered meals. You got your celebratory events going on. You got breakfast. You got it all going on at the Palm Atlanta.
We're thinking about how we can increase more. So it's always about what's the next step. However, we want to stay down to the roots. Mm-hmm. Wally and Bruce and over generations, they always taught us to take care of the guests when they come in and making sure they have a great time, and that is rewarding. Willie had the philosophy of if every guest who walks in our restaurant come back at least one more time, we'll be rich.
You'll be fine.
We'll be fine. And,
that philosophy has served you well over the years, obviously, in what, 25, 26 locations around the world?
It's 24 locations currently around the world. We have two in Mexico City. And it's every major city has it. Of course, we just renovated. We started this big renovation theme at the restaurants. The Palm Atlanta was renovated in 2015. Then Denver, Las Vegas, and then currently we just reopened the Palm in Philadelphia, who's closed for almost a year.
Wow. And then yours is relatively new. What, a couple of years your renovation happened?
Renovation was it's 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. However, the Palm was open in 1985. So we are 22 years here in Atlanta.
But 2 years in the newly renovated space.
Newly renovated space.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show. If somebody wanted to learn more, is there a website or where that can they follow you on social media?
Please, at thepalm.com/Atlanta. We also we have a website, our Facebook page, and Instagram, ATL_Atlanta, and the Palm Atlanta. Give us a call at 404-814-1955. This is our main number, and ask for Andre. I'll be helpful as much as I can.
I'm sure you will. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, the Culinary Atlanta series. We will see you next time.